The reality is we are all born free, pure consciousness, unfiltered, unafraid. But it doesn't take long before these invisible walls begin forming around us. We accept beliefs we never chose, systems we were born into, and stories that feel like the truth. I didn't realize how many of my thoughts weren't really mine. That's the strange thing about growing up. We inherit so much more than we realize. Not just genetics or mannerisms, but ways of seeing the world. Ideas about who we're allowed to be. Silent rules about what's safe to feel, want, or pursue. And for a long time, I thought that was just how life worked. You go along with what you're taught, you don't ask too many questions, and you try to make it all make sense. But something in me never fully settled. It wasn't rebellion, it was a quiet discomfort. A sense that there was more I was meant to feel. More I was meant to live. I didn't have the language for it back then, but I do now. I was living in a paradigm, and I had mistaken it for my personality. This chapter is the beginning of that realization. Not just in theory, but in my own life. The most effective prisons are the ones we never see. Imagine waking up in a room you've lived in your entire life, but you never noticed there were no windows. The air is familiar. The furniture is arranged for comfort. It's quiet, predictable, and safe. You walk the same paths every day, thinking you're free, because you've never seen anything else. One day, a crack appears in the wall. Light spills through. For the first time, you glimpse the world beyond, the colors sharper, the sky wider, the possibilities endless. But your first reaction isn't joy. It's fear. The room, though small, was safe. Out there, you'd have to decide for yourself. You'd have to unlearn what kept you comfortable. This is the paradigm prison. Not made of brick or steel, but of unchallenged beliefs, silent assumptions, and emotional imprints you inherited without consent. You didn't build it consciously. It was built for you, by repetition, by authority, by survival. And unless you awaken to its presence, you'll spend your entire life mistaking safety for truth. How the prison forms. The walls of the paradigm prison are constructed early, silently, and powerfully. They are shaped by the words you heard growing up, money is evil, you're too much, stay safe. The emotional atmospheres you absorbed, fear, scarcity, abandonment, unworthiness. The modeled behaviors you witnessed, settling, playing small, distrusting joy. No single moment builds the prison. It is layered over years, moment by moment, impression by impression, belief by belief. And by the time you reach adulthood, you no longer even see the walls. You simply live inside them. The reality is we are all born free, pure consciousness, unfiltered, unafraid. But it doesn't take long before these invisible walls begin forming around us. We accept beliefs we never chose, systems we were born into, and stories that feel like truth. This is the paradigm. A paradigm is not just a thought, it's the emotional architecture of your subconscious mind. It dictates what you believe is possible, what you think you deserve, and how you react to life. Bob Proctor defines the paradigm this way: a paradigm is a mental program that has almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior, and almost all our behavior is habitual. You were programmed through repetition, authority figures, trauma, cultural norms, fear-based conditioning. And because paradigms form in your early subconscious years, you didn't even realize you were absorbing them. You thought you were learning reality. But you were learning a version of reality, a version shaped by the fears, wounds, and limitations of others. You didn't wake up one day deciding to limit yourself. You were handed emotional blueprints from those who raised you, often unconsciously. A child who constantly hears, money doesn't grow on trees, doesn't learn financial literacy, they learn fear of abundance. A child who is praised only when staying silent learns to equate safety with shrinking. Paradigms aren't just installed through words, they are absorbed through tone, emotion, and repetition. The mind of a child is like wet cement. Every experience leaves an imprint. And once hardened, those impressions define the invisible walls of adulthood until they are challenged consciously.